I was great to hear some of the stories around our table, and also just to see your smiles and laughter, and like as you're recounting some of these people, it's really great to see. So some of the people also who, for myself, one of the people who impacted my life a lot was Pastor Tim. He was my youth pastor from grades 9 to 12 in Altona. And he's made a huge impact on my life growing up and instilled in me just the idea of the way that individually we can impact other people. He was the first person who saw any kind of leadership skills in me and really helped to grow that. So right now, this is October's Pastor Appreciation Month, which Rachel mentioned last week. And God has brought Tim and Judy to our church as our pastor couple, and Kevin and Becky as our youth pastor couple. I think we can all agree that God has blessed us very greatly with these two couples. So we want to let them know how much we appreciate them. And next Sunday is soup and pie for supper, and then there's going to be a prayer gathering after that. And so the soup and pie starts at 5:30, and the prayer gathering around 6:30. If you can't stay for both, definitely come for whatever you can stay for. If you can stay for the come by for soup, but you have plans for the evening, definitely do that. If you can't make it till 6:30, that's totally good too. Just come for the prayer gathering. And if you are planning to come, there'll be a bit of a sign-up sheet in the back. You can just let us know what you're probably bringing. That would be great, just to give us an idea. So if you could bring soup or pie or soup, pie, or buns. But at the soup and pie, we want to give them a gift on behalf of our church and kind of celebrate Pastor Appreciation Month with them. And as well, there are cards in the back with boxes, and they have encouragement cards. So we want to write encouragement cards for them and present them to them next Sunday. So I want to give you a bit of time this morning to write those cards, because I know it's hard. Sometimes we walk home with good intentions and then we forget. So we want to, as much as we can, do it here. So I'm going to give you, 5 minutes or so to take a couple cards. Maybe you want to write one to each of them individually, one to Tim, one to Judy, one to Kevin, one to Becky. Maybe you want to do it as couples. Maybe you want to focus on one couple. Whatever you want to do, that's great. And if you're a really fast writer and you're done all that, maybe you want to write some more encouragement cards to people in our church and hand those out as well. So we'll take a couple minutes. If you're not done and you want to write more, you can gladly take them home, bring them back next Sunday. That is totally good too. So the cards are in the back, so I just encourage you to go get some cards, pens are on the table. We'll take five or so minutes, write some cards. That'll be great. Thank you.
Yikes.
Oh, my
how are you?
That's not one of the reasons.
So I'd like everybody to get out your phone.
Always a big thing.
Go to your web browser. And type in, try to put it up on the screen. So our website, which is connectwithrcc.com. I don't know how everybody's Wi-Fi or data is in here, but see what you can do. Mine's taking a little while. Okay, if you're there, are people there yet? No? Okay, I'm here now. I finally came up. Anyone else? No, it's not coming up. Pardon?
Only on Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, if you have data, this is what it's going to look like. Dwight, can you pull it up on there then?
Website?
Yeah, can you pull up the website?
Yeah.
On the screen? Loneliness, and a small group is just there to be that help for you, to be the group that really can listen without judgment, can pray for you, and just be that support for you. So really, really encourage you, if you can, to make small groups a priority this winter. Get involved. If we're missing a type of small group that you think would be great, let us know and we'll try to help you get that going too, because we want everybody, if possible, to be involved in a small group. So there's also a sign-up sheet in the back if you aren't tech savvy, you don't want to do that, or you're going to forget by the time you go home, just sign up in the back, on that back table. So we'll have one more song, and then hope you guys